Hey everybody, Joe Diesel here. Welcome back to the Half Hour of Power. And it is December 18th. Something was supposed to happen on that day, but I'm not really sure what that was. I've been staying off of the internet and social media. So we are going to talk about Krampus. And I don't see Jesse on. I wonder if he was taken by Krampus. Krampus is the brand new Christmas horror movie directed by Michael Dougherty, co-written by Michael Dougherty also. Michael Dougherty, you might recognize his name as he has worked on such films as X2, with Ryan Singer. He worked with also Ryan Singer's Superman Returns. Helped write that with Dan Harris. But then he went and did something that I didn't see coming. He went and made a horror movie. And that little horror movie was called Trick or Treat. And if you haven't seen Trick or Treat, it's actually pretty good. I really quite enjoyed that one. Trick or Treat came out in October of 2013, and that is an anthology horror movie. It was from his own script. Bryan Singer produced it, and it really turned out to be quite a nice little movie. Maybe we'll do a show on that since we're doing Krampus. So that one turned out good. Trick or Treat, yeah. I mean, I was surprised by it. I didn't expect that. I apologize. I think I said that came out in 2013. I'm just looking up. That came out 2007. I knew that was older than that date I had given. Okay. I got so many windows up here trying to get all the information right. I'm over talking about different windows. Must have been talking about something different there. But anyway, yeah, Trick or Treat. And that had Anna Paquin was in it. Ryan Cox was in it. Dylan Baker was in it. It's produced by Legendary Pictures, Bad Hat Harry Productions. So he's worked with those before. So there you go. That's actually quite a nice little movie. It looks, got a good look to it. The stories are interesting. I've seen it once a few, couple of years ago. And I'd buy that on DVD. I thought that was really good. So then when I heard Krampus coming out, saw the trailer for that, so that looks really good. And there's his name again on Krampus. Like, wow, what a... Okay, so he's going into horror. So good for him. Now, Krampus, you get kind of... It's released December 4th, and it was released to coincide with... Let me bring that up again so I get the holiday right. So it was released to coincide with the Austrian festival about Krampus, and it's, I'm not going to say it right, Krampusnacht. There's a, you say the word Krampus and then N-A-C-H-T on the end, and I will mispronounce that, my apologies. But they released it on that date, and even when it came out, I didn't realize that. You know, I'm looking up the movie, getting ready for the show, looking up the trivia, and there that is, released to coincide with that festival. Like, okay, so that's pretty cool, because when I saw it, I was wondering, well, why didn't that come out in Halloween? Because nothing, and we talked about this already on this show, nothing really came out on Halloween. Halloween fell on a Friday, and they didn't release any horror on Halloween. You got burnt about cooking. You got a bunch of nothingness. So, yeah, that was really good to see that one come out. And the trailer looked really good, too. So I was really looking forward to seeing it. And I waited a couple weeks to see Krampus. Friends of mine went to see Krampus before me, and they said, that's really good. You need to go see Krampus. So I finally did. And I was really pleasantly surprised. It's well done. it's got a great cast too. Now it's going to throw a bunch of people off too, because comedy and horror throws people off sometimes. Some people really want their horror to be pure horror. They don't want comedy in it unless it's Evil Dead. Then they can stand it. But then there are the people who say that that's not horror at all anyway also. But that's a whole nother show. So this is kind of a, it's got a nice element, a nice mix of comedy and horror. Now, they don't skimp on the horror at all. The horror is there, and it's got some truly, genuinely creepy moments in it. So, let me see. I found a quote that Michael Dougherty says about that. So he says that Krampus is not an unstoppable monster. You know, this is in reference to Krampus in his movie. He's not the unstoppable monster that kicks down your door and rampages and grabs you. There's something darkly playful about him. He's having a good time doing what he does, and he enjoys the cat and mouse aspect of it. And I think he really did a good job of that in that movie, because he's got all these little minions. He also talks about that, Krampus. He's got a bunch of little helpers that sort of start the cat and mouse for him. And that's really well done also. See, we have a caller on. Maybe Krampus let Jesse go long enough to call in. Hey, is this Jesse?
This is Jesse. How did you know?
I don't know. Did Krampus get a hold of you and stop you from calling in?
No, Krampus didn't get a hold of me. It was his evil Jewish version of that, because you know that every Christmas holiday season has its own Krampus. Did you know that? I didn't think you knew that.
Yeah, it's right here. I have the Krampus fan page up here, and it says that right there on the Krampus fan page. Yeah, so if you don't know, Krampus does have a fan page. He's quite old. So you can go to the Krampus fan page, and you can see a bunch of different incarnations of Krampus and what Krampus looks like. Hey, I was wondering, it's December 18th, right? Wasn't something happening today? I've tried to stay off of the media, social websites, but I noticed that there's some movie making tons of money, Awakenings. Did they re-release Awakenings, the Robin Williams movie? It's making tons of money. Did you see that?
Okay. For one, you went on social media. I can't believe that you've ever been on it in the first place. So kudos to you for finally joining the 21st century there, buddy. But secondly, no, it's not Awakenings. I don't think anybody cares about Robin Williams. I think it's Star Wars, buddy. Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Oh!
You know?
They made a new Star Wars movie?
Yeah, man. Did you know? Yeah. It's got Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and Princess Leia and all that uncomfortable sibling love that you didn't know, that the first ones had.
All right. I guess I'll have to go see that, and we'll have to do a show on that. But we're talking about Krampus this week. I was so excited about Krampus, I totally forgot about that Awakenings movie.
Wait. I want to say one thing. How come no one's been complaining about that title of Star Wars? I said, no one's complaining about the Star Wars title, The Force Awakens. No one's complained about it.
Yeah?
Because everybody
complained
that The Dark Knight Rises, everybody complained that The Dark Knight Rises sounded like a porn title. How does not The Force Awakens not sound like a porn title?
Hey, let's cover that when we get to the show. But that is a good point. That's a good point. So, so Krampus, I was just talking about Krampus and a little bit about Michael Dougherty and what he did, about Trick or Treat and a little bit what I liked about Krampus. We'll start there. Did you see Trick or Treat? Did you like Trick or Treat?
I thought Trick or Treat was okay. I wasn't in love with it. A lot of people gush over it, but I thought it was all right. I thought the little story at the end with the pumpkin-headed kid was pretty cool.
Okay, so what about Krampus?
I thought Krampus was amazing. I thought that was probably the best movie I've seen this holiday season.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love it.
I enjoyed
it. Part of this holiday season. So.
Crimson Peak came out in October.
Oh, Well, that's not part of this holiday season, so yeah. we can say that freely and openly.
Yeah, we can say that. Well, how many movies have you seen this holiday season?
You know, a lot. I just watched Christmas with the Cranks today, and it's a lot better than
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You finally watched that. So, yeah, Krampus,
yeah.
What'd you think about the look of it? I talked about what I thought about the look of it and some of the minions and some of the comedy horror mix. Did you think that was good? You think it had an overall good look? Did you think the comedy horror was mixed well? Did the comedy take away from the horror at all and make it just, bad?
I always kind of think of, does the comedy fit the story, or is it feel organically part of the story, or is it kind of forced? Because sometimes they have that forced comedy, and that wasn't. It was all part of the story. It was all organic. It all worked within inside the confines of the movie. Nothing seemed out of place. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was one of the best, maybe one of the best Christmas movies I've ever seen. I loved it. I thought it's out of this world.
Well, I like it quite a bit too, but it sounds like you liked it more than I did.
I probably did. I don't know. Did you want to have its babies if you were done watching it?
I did not want to have its babies. I would definitely buy it on DVD. I love the look of it. The whole frozen in time moment when Krampus gets there and the little girl is running to go see her boyfriend. That was a wonderful moment when she stops and sees him on the roof there. That was awesome.
Yeah. So, I love it, and I want to have its babies and want to marry it. You just want to buy it like a dumb whore. What are you?
I don't know. I don't have time to look that up.
That thing is great. The Krampus itself was – you don't really get to see him full on, he totally looks like till near the end. So he's kind. That's kind of like his. He only has like two or three scenes where he's actually in the movie, and most of the other times he has his helpers, like his elves and his toys. Which, oh my lord, I was not expecting that at all. So when they popped up, I was like, oh god, this is going to get really bad now. And I loved those his Christmas helpers. They were fantastic as well.
Yeah, they were awesome. The jack-in-the-box thing, that was awesome.
Yeah.
The giant jack-in-the-box that has a weird mouth that eats people whole or
yeah,
wherever they do to them. What's that?
The angel tree topper that was flying around.
Oh,
yes. I think it was super
Yes,
creepy.
There were a lot of nice creepy things like that, but we're up against a break right now, and we'll get right back at it momentarily. Have your kids been a bunch of D-bags this Christmas season? Well, bring them on down to Krampus Village. Show them what happens to kids who are D-bags. That's right. They'll get to see a frozen wasteland populated by the darkest denizens of hell itself. Let them run through the Hall of Elves, where they'll be attacked by the ugliest, most haunting elves who told Santa to just go piss off. Take them into the toy shop, where they'll surely be horribly maltreated and maybe even eaten. The Island of Misfit Toys, my butt. We'll show you misfit toys. Don't forget to stop into the snow globe shop, where you can pick up any snow globe and see someone's personal hell. But do not do not look inside Caligula's snow globe. There are definitely things that cannot be unseen, and you don't want them etched into your mind forever. Krampus! Yes, Krampus is here, too! That's right, you will have a photo opportunity with Krampus. Have your nasty little brat sit on Krampus's lap and tell him what he'll never, ever get for Christmas. Krampus will then drop your brat into a fiery pit of hell! That's right, Krampus Village is way better than Santa's Village, so bring those little hellions to your us today, Krampus Village. Krampus, he will get in, but you will never get out. Warning, we're totally serious. You will never, ever, ever be let out of Krampus Village by Krampus. All right, and we're back, and we are talking about Krampus. So I was saying that, and I didn't know this when it came out, that they released Krampus on the actual festival of Krampus.
Who
I'm not going to try and say the name again. Did you know that when it came out, that that's why they released it at that time? Because I know we were talking about it in October. How come no horror movies were released on Halloween?
Yeah. Why did they celebrate?
I thought that was a pretty cool little tidbit.
Yeah, who celebrates that? It sounds like a bunch of Satanists or something.
Well, you know, it's a big part of in Germany and Austria, you know, over there in Europe, where this is big, big, big folklore over there. So
okay.
I guess if the folklore was bigger over here about it, we would probably celebrate something over here also.
Yeah, they got it right.
But, you know, the naughty list that Santa has, they just don't not get anything. They do get Krampus. He's supposed to come around and punish the children who've misbehaved. It doesn't really,
yeah.
I didn't really find anything that says what punishment is, but in the movie, they are severely punished.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Right?
They are severely punished. Yes, severely. Krampus is a, he's not discriminating at all. He takes out entire towns. So, yeah, he finds them all and he takes care of them all.
Yeah, so this cast, I thought it was a good cast. What do you think of this cast? You got Adam Scott.
I thoroughly enjoyed everybody who was in the movie. I thought the kid acting wasn't annoying. Usually kid acting is pretty damn annoying. loved David Kochner in it as the uncle. He was top-notch. And Adam Scott was pretty top-notch, too. So, they made a pretty strong cast.
Yeah, I thought so, too. They were just a grumpy family together on Christmas. So do you want to do the setup about, I haven't done that yet, about what set off, what brought Krampus to them?
It's that the kid lost hope in Santa Claus and just in general. So this is what Krampus up, and he comes by, and since they don't have hope, he pretty much takes them all away.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the rest of it is a cat and mouse between them. And they're trying to figure out, well, can we leave? Can we get out of the house? If we get out of the house, will that stop us? Well, no, that doesn't stop them. Adam Scott's characters, let's see, what's his name is Tom in the movie. Tom, his mother lives with him, and she went through an ordeal when she was a young girl as Krampus. And Krampus left her. He didn't take her. So she kind of knew what was going on, but nobody would really listen to her.
Yeah.
So that was fun to see that.
Well, a lot of people couldn't understand her anyway. She speaks German throughout the entire film, except in one part. And that's where she explains the story of Krampus, and Dave Kochner goes, I knew she knew English.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I thought she did a good job, too.
Yeah. Everybody was good
on that bit.
Even the smallest little, there aren't a lot of characters in the movie. Most of the characters are just a family, and I think there's a hippie kid and a DHL driver. I think that's really the main cast of the movie. Wouldn't you say that? I can't think of anyone else in the movie.
Yeah, it's a small Small cast. It's a small settings, just a little neighborhood there, and mostly inside the house. So I think that works really well for it. They think if they wait out the night, they can get rid of they can beat Krampus.
Yeah.
Well, they can't beat Krampus because once he's coming to get you, you're done. If he wants you, you're done.
Yeah, he's mostly
in the
being
movie
a jerk.
Anyway.
He's mostly just being a jerk by taking it slow. He does not like just going in and going, I can just grab them all up and throw them to hell. They really can't stop me, but instead, I'm going to sit back, relax, let my other guys have some
fun. Good, yeah, he likes the cat and mouse chase.
Yeah. He enjoys the hunt. Who doesn't?
He takes he takes joy in that, joy in the work.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the end there, which I thought this was really cool. Everybody gets caught, and it's just a little boy who yelled about Santa Claus and tore up a Santa Claus letter and threw it out the window, which brought Krampus to them. He's standing there, and he goes, is Krampus holding him over the fiery pit at this point?
Yes.
So he says, I take it all back. I take it back. I just want everything to be like it was. I didn't really mean it. And I love this moment in the movie, too, where all the minions look over at Krampus and he looks at them, and you think just for a split second, just for a small, small moment in time that, wow, maybe he's going to let him go. They start laughing, and he throws him in the pit.
Yeah, Krampus.
I thought that was cool.
But see, the thing is, he was going to let the kid go. The kid was going to be his... the one who's going to keep the folklore alive about Krampus. But the kid decided, no, I'm going to... You got to give the kid props for that, but, still, it's like...
Yeah.
So dark, that ending. I love it.
Yeah, and then they wake up, and he's in the living room, and for a brief moment, you think, wow, everything is all right. And then he finds the ornament. There's a little ornament that you get from Krampus. And I love this moment, too, where the camera pulls back and it keeps pulling back and you find out they're trapped in a snow globe.
Yeah, that was
cool
because
all through the movie, I'm thinking, well, they're gone. They were taken. And I'm going, this movie is not going to end well. And I was thinking, too, it's like, well, if this ends well, if this has some kind of a happy ending, I think that will be a cheat. I wouldn't have liked that if it ended any other way. So I thought they ended this really well.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Because, that one point where you keep looking for that out, like, okay, how are they going to get out of this? This is kind of bleak and, kind of hopeless for them. What's their out? And then at the end you're like, oh, okay, there's their out. I don't like that out because it's, so passé and, cliché. But then you find out it's not an out. It's just another Krampus going F you to the poor kid. So it was – I love that. So it's like, oh, superb. So wonderful.
Yeah, because now they're trapped in that snow globe forever.
Yeah. He got what he wanted, the kid. The kid wished that, he just wanted things to be the way they used to be. And they are. They're just that forever.
So they'll just keep living this loop over and over again, or what do you think?
Well, I don't know, because they all kind of seem to realize, oh, wait a second, maybe we didn't survive, But
yeah, there
knows?
Was that moment where they all had memories flashback, wasn't there?
Yeah, because they all look at that ornament that he got, the Krampus ornament. I thought that it was a wonderful movie. That ending, oh my Lord, I love that. And the special effects were great, most all practical, no CGI really. Love that. Krampus.
Yeah, there wasn't a moment where you stopped and said, well, that's CGI.
Well, when he was jumping from roof to roof, I knew that was, but I don't know how they could accomplish that scene. So
it wasn't the type of CGI where it takes you out of the movie for a second when you go, oh. It was very well integrated into the movie. It was seamless.
Yeah. And, The practical effects were good. The story was really good, especially with as many writers that worked on that movie. Usually when you get more writers onto a movie than one, it starts to kind of get away from itself. But the movie stayed true to the whole thing. I think it's because Michael Dougherty was one of the writers, and he kind of kept it true to what he thought it should
be. I think so, too. So what do you think? You think he's carving himself out a nice little career in horror right now, or what?
I think he's
Mr. Michael Dougherty.
I think he's done a fine job. But like somebody, I was suggested somebody like, oh, I don't like gore. I said he doesn't use gore at all. He actually uses good old fashioned movie scare tactics that have worked for years and still work. They don't need blood, you know. He made a creepy movie because the elves and the way that the characters are designed are creepy. None of them have big violence. There's no real big violence in the movie. So I would say it's a good movie. Now, because I saw it a couple of days before you did, and you said you might take your son to see it, and I said, I wouldn't do that. Not because it's gory, but because just how the movie is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of thought of it like in the vein of Gremlins, dark Christmas horror movie with comedy overtones, and I think that worked perfectly.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
It is nice to see a horror movie that's creepy that isn't overly relying on gore and that isn't just jump scares. It's kind of like why we liked Crimson Peak so much, because Crimson Peak was so different from the current crop of horror coming out right now. This one, I think, fits that also.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can have some fun conversations with people about horror. You got your horror hounds, and all they want is the gore, and that's fine. They can have that. But
I mean, like with this movie, you work with somebody who said that she saw it and didn't like it. And
she was invited on the show to give her opinion.
Mm-hmm. But she declined.
But she declined.
Maybe she heard that episode we did with Brandon. Maybe she's scared.
That was we were very nice to Brandon.
Of course we were. We never once yelled what we truly thought in our minds. But people seem to have this. I try to tell people to go see the movie. They're like, oh, it's a horror movie. It's probably all gore and violence. I'm like, you know, have you ever seen, and I always go to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre reference. Like, I said, have you ever seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre? And they're like, no, it's too gory for me. I'm like, you know, there's no gore whatsoever in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He hits a guy in the head with a hammer, and he puts a girl on the hook. You see nothing. Nothing is shown.
Yep.
There's no blood. There's no guts hanging out of her back. And that's what I try to tell people. I'm like, there's no real violence in the movie. I say the worst thing that happens is David Koestner gets bit.
Yeah.
And they show his leg. And that is it. Horror is not about gore. It is about a general feeling of unease and fear. And Krampus does that. The job is done. I never want to meet Krampus. If I go my entire life, I'm going to believe in Santa Claus for the rest of my damn life now. Because I just don't want Krampus to come by and kill me.
You don't want to be punished by Krampus.
I don't want to be punished
absolutely.
By Krampus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're here. We're here at the very end. So I think we've said what we can say about it. We both really enjoyed it, and I think we both really recommend this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next is Christmas. So we will take a break for the Christmas weekend, because it's kind of falling when we do our shows. So we're just going to take a break that. And we actually are going to return the weekend after that and do Star Wars. So we'll talk about the Star Wars, the new Star Wars movie that everybody's talking about. I guess I have to go see it, but it's going to take a little while because from what I see, there's It's making lots of money and lots of waiting in line to see it. So we'll see what happens there. All right, and Merry Christmas, everyone, and we will see you next time.
You